Chapter 15, The Mobilized. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, explain four natural examples of spiritual truth necessary for mobilization, list three reasons why believers do not progress from milk to meat of the Word of God, explain how a believer can move from the milk to the meat of the Word of God. Key verse, Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. Introduction. In the last chapter, you learned the qualifications for a man who is to be a mobilizer of God's people. Not all are called to be leaders, but each of us can be Joshua's in spirit and exhibit similar characteristics. Every leader must have followers. The people of God must be mobilized to follow God's leaders, or there will be confusion and disorder. In this lesson, you will learn how to spiritually mobilize people for God. In chapter 19 of this course, you will learn the practical aspects of mobilization as you study gift-based mobilization. A mobilized people. Four special events occur to mobilize Israel to conquer Canaan. These four things, which are natural examples of spiritual truths, will mobilize you personally and enable you to mobilize others corporately. You must experience these individually before you take the enemy-occupied territory of your life. A church fellowship must experience these corporately before they are mobilized to take the enemy-occupied territories of their village, city, or nation. Before proceeding with this lesson, read Joshua chapter 5. The blood, Joshua 5:10, and the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. Israel observed the Passover to recall their deliverance from sin. The Passover speaks of the blood applied. To be mobilized for God, you must first have the blood applied to your life. Spiritually speaking, to experience the Passover, you must be born again through the death of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. His death must be applied to your life to redeem you from the death of sin. The knife. Review Joshua 5, 2-9, which tells of another event in the mobilization of God's people. It is the token of circumcision. All the males of Israel were to be circumcised as a token of the covenant between them and God. This was instituted in the time of Abraham, but had not been practiced during the wilderness wandering. Because of this, the new generation of Israelites had not been circumcised and did not bear the sign of the covenant upon them. Israel was preparing to war against the nations of Canaan, yet at this time God commanded them to be circumcised. By circumcising their flesh, they disabled themselves in the presence of the enemy. A people who are to be mobilized for God must bear the marks of change upon their lives. As believers, we no longer circumcise the flesh, but we must be circumcised in the heart. Colossians 2:11, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Our circumcision is spiritual and is of the heart instead of the flesh. But if you have been circumcised in heart, there will be external signs, just as when Israel was circumcised in their flesh. You will act, talk, and live differently. Your life will bear the marks of change, which are the signs of your covenant with God. Romans 2:28 and 29. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward of the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. If you are to be mobilized for God, your life must bear the marks of change. Do not be afraid of the knife of God's word as it marks your life. The reproach of Egypt, sin, must be rolled away. You must put off the filth of the flesh. As you camp in the very shadow of your enemy, you must realize that you cannot war in the flesh. You must disable your flesh and trust only in the power of Almighty God. The land will be penetrated and possessed only by weakness of the flesh and in the power of the Spirit. This circumcision of heart is twofold. God has a part in it. Deuteronomy 36. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart. God changes you, but you also have a responsibility in circumcision. Jeremiah 4:4. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord and take away the foreskins of your heart. You must cleanse yourself of the filthiness of the flesh. It is important to remember that you cannot do your part until he does his part. This would be just an attempt at self-improvement. Before you are mobilized for service, you must have the mark of God upon you. Read Exodus 4:24-26. When Moses was returning to deliver Israel from Egypt, he was stopped by an angel. He was not ready to deliver God's people because he did not bear the marks of the covenant upon his own life. After his circumcision, Moses was mobilized to do a mighty work for God. To minister to others, your life must first bear the marks of change. The fruit. Read Joshua 5:9-12. The manna which Israel ate in the wilderness ceased to fall, and the people began to eat of the fruit of Canaan. The manna was sent from God and was important in its time. It supplied basic necessities and suited the wilderness journey. But now it was time to move on to the fruit of the land. This fruit speaks of spiritual maturity. Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. To be mobilized as a force for God, people must move on from the basics of the Christian walk into spiritual maturity. They must move from the milk to the meat of God's word. Just as the manna, the milk of the word is important, 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. But newborn babies are not mobilized and immediately sent out to do battle. They must move on to the meat. There are three reasons why believers do not move from the milk to the meat of God's word. 1. They are unskillful in the word of God. Hebrews 5:13. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. 2. They do not apply what they have been taught. Hebrews 5:12. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. God is not going to give you new insight into his word until you apply what you have already learned. 3. They are carnal. Paul told the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 3:13, And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? How can you move from the milk to the meat of the word? First, you must desire the milk of the word to grow. 1 Peter 2:2. As you discipline yourself to be obedient to the milk of the word, you will be able to receive the meat of the word. Remember that the carnal Corinthians did not apply the word and could not move on to the meat. Next, You must dedicate yourself to searching for the meat. Read Proverbs 2:1-5. If you seek for the meat of the word with the same dedication described in this passage, you will find it. Your discipline will eventually result in delight in the meat of the word. The scriptures will become pleasant to your soul. Proverbs 2:20. The sword. Read Joshua 5:13-15. The closer the hour of combat, the more Joshua felt personal responsibility for the forthcoming battle. When Joshua saw a man holding a drawn sword, he asked, "Art thou for us or for our adversaries?" Joshua only saw two sides, his and that of the enemy. The man identified himself as a prince of God's host. His drawn sword symbolized the fact that the battle was the Lord's and it would be fought on the basis of his word. Any battle fought for the fulfillment of God's promises is God's battle and must be fought his way. Joshua was told to take off his shoes because he was on holy ground. As you are mobilized for God, you are on redemption ground, but still faced with the enemy. Is the Prince of God's host your friend or adversary? To be truly mobilized for God, you must come before him as Joshua, saying, "What saith my Lord unto his servant?" Your answer will be found in the drawn sword of his word. Four tokens of mobilization. Joshua 5 records the preparation of a people to do a work for God. When you apply this lesson spiritually, you discover that a mobilized people must be cleansed by the blood, bear the marks of change in their lives, change from the manna to the fruit, the milk to the meat of God's word, and penetrate the enemy's territory on the basis of the drawn sword of God's word.